TAS 6 3D Printer Review, a powerful workhorse for prototyping and production. While some desktop 3D printer manufacturers have focused on lowering costs to encourage consumer adoption, others have focused on expanding the capabilities of their machines. In some cases, so-called hobby 3D printers have become so robust as to compete with industrial systems and print with a wide variety of engineering-grade materials. As a result, the line between high-end desktop machines and low-end professional printers has begun to blur, potentially heralding an era of widespread, industrial-grade 3D printing. One manufacturer that aims to bridge the gap between hobby and professional machines is Aleph Object, with its Lulzbot line of fused filament fabrication, FFF, 3D printers. Through continuous improvements to its open-source systems, including the Lulzbot TAS and Lulzbot Mini, the company has developed technology capable of handling a wide variety of engineering-quality filaments for a number of applications. The Lulzbot TAS 6 is the latest version of the large-format TAS 3D printer from Aleph Objects. Image courtesy of Aleph Objects. Now on its sixth generation, the Lulzbot TAS 6 proves to be a rugged workhorse that is equally versatile and productive. While the TAS 6 trades aesthetic elegance for industrial utilitarianism, the sacrifices it makes in terms of beauty are made up for in the quality of the prints it produces, and the ease with which it produces them. Unboxing the TAS 6. The TAS 6 maintains the DIY look of the original generation of RepRap 3D printer kits associated with the birth of desktop 3D printers, but non-makers will be happy to know that the TAS is shipped as a pre-assembled, pre-calibrated machine. The TAS 6 comes pre-assembled, requiring only the attachment of the Y carriage and extruder. Images courtesy of Volum Photo. Pulling the printer out of its box and getting it running takes less than 10 minutes, requiring only that the user attach the Y carriage with the print bed and, separately, the extruder to the printer. Clearly illustrated directions will easily walk one through the process with little ambiguity. The extruder is shipped in a self-contained module. Image courtesy of Volum Photo. The extruder, stored neatly in its own package within the larger TAS shipping box, is mounted to the printer by a single screw, as the X carriage supports the bottom of the extruder. This somewhat genius design detail lends itself to easily swappable extruder modules so that customers that purchase the dual extruder toolhead for 3D printing with two filaments or the Flexi Dually toolhead for dual flexible and non-flexible filaments can easily install them. The extruder can easily be attached to the printer by a single screw. Image courtesy of Volum Photo. The first print. Once all parts are connected and the filament is mounted to the spool holder, the TAS 6 is ready to go. To install Lulzbot's version of the open-source Cura print management software, one can visit the Lulzbot website or use the copy found on the SD card that ships with the printer. Upon installation, the Cura Lulzbot edition will generate an STL of Lulzbot's iconic Roctopus mascot to perform the first print. The TAS ships with a short strand of N-Gen filament from Color Fab with which to print the music enthusiastic sea creature. Click print and the TAS performs its calibration routine, which sends the extruder to each corner of the print bed to ensure that it is level with the print bed. Next, it will wipe against an attached wiper pad, which will clean off of any material from previous prints to prevent any clogging. Lulzbot provides its own 3D printed Roctopus with the printer, demonstrating that it has been calibrated before shipping. If all goes smoothly with setup, the TAS should reproduce a perfect replica of the Roctopus after about a half hour of printing. The Lulzbot TAS 6 has a built-in LCD screen with SD card reader for standalone printing. Image courtesy of Volum Photo. After that, it's easy to begin 3D printing with a computer attached directly to the TAS or, more conveniently, with the included SD card, with which you can upload a print directly to the TAS for offline printing. Material flexibility with TAS. The Lulzbot TAS 6 ships with a spool of N-Gen filament, a copolyester material from Color Fab made with Eastman's Amphora AM3300 polymer. The plastic is styrene-free and, in filament form, can be thought of as an alternative to the commonly used cornstarch-based plastic, PLA. It is meant to be tough and temperature-resistant, and it is FDA-approved, though that does not necessarily mean that the extruder through which it is printed is sterile. It should also be noted that 3D printed objects contain microscopic pores in which bacteria can form, so prints should be sealed with a food-safe sealant. Eastman is one of a number of large chemical companies that has recently jumped into the 3D printing market. Like DuPont and NatureWorks, Eastman aims to take advantage of the growing 3D printing materials market predicted to reach $8 billion in value by 2025, according to market research firm IDTechX. On the left, the calibration model, and on the right, the first print with some stringing between the fingers. Image courtesy of Volum Photo. and Gen is as easy to use as advertised and definitely has a much less toxic smell than ABS. The Roctopus I printed matched up pretty closely with the calibration print but was a little bit more stringy. Unfortunately, I was only provided a small strand of the material and cannot attest fully to its material properties. Aleph Objects did, however, provide me with a full roll of Innova 1800 filament. Produced by Chroma Strand Labs, this filament is a copolyester made with Eastman Amphora 1800. In many ways, Amphora 1800 is meant to be similar to 3300 but is more durable and can be considered a less noxious alternative to the commonly used ABS plastic found in Lego bricks. A 3D printed model of a jet engine from GE. Image courtesy of Volum Photo. That doesn't mean, however, that it doesn't have a scent, which ultimately caused me to move the printer from my desk to my garage, where it could print in splendid isolation. As far as physical properties though, Innova 1800 is much stronger and more rigid than PLA. The yellow parts are made with Innova 1800, the green is NGen and the gold is ABS. Images courtesy of Volum Photo. In the recent past, Lulz Bot shipped a roll of HIPS with its printers and I believe that I prefer that material to in general due to the use of a coat of polyethylamide on the print bed. HIPS prints would simply pop off the bed once it cooled. Even at the recommended print removal temperature, Innova 1800 prints were difficult to remove and required a good deal of prying. Fortunately, Aleph Objects ships a tidy package of useful tools in a Lulz Bot branded bag, which included a clam knife, an X-Acto knife, a pair of tweezers, a glue stick, a dental pick, a small metal ruler, extra wiper pads, a full Allen wrench set, needle nose pliers, a flathead bristle brush. By first loosening the print with the X-Acto knife before using the clam knife, prints became much easier to remove. The peaked material is flexible but tough. However, the material was very difficult to print with. Images courtesy of Volum Photo. The glue stick came in handy for another 3D printing filament from Toulmin 3D that Aleph Objects also shipped for review. In addition to German inventor Kai Parthi, Toulmin 3D is one of the original filament pioneers in the desktop 3D printing industry. With a growing variety of engineering-grade filaments, Toulmin 3D has greatly increased the capabilities of desktop 3D printing. Toulmin 3D's PEEP, plasticized copolyamide thermoplastic elastomer, is an interesting material in that it combines the flexibility of a material like TPU with the strength of nylon. It's not all that easy to use because the first layer of a print may not adhere to the bed. To ensure first layer adhesion, a layer of glue must be applied to the bed before printing. Glue may or may not work, with some users suggesting the application of an alcohol water mixture to the bed and light sanding with sandpaper before initiating a print. Toulmin suggests the material be used for printing cosplay items, cell phone cases and prostheses. I chose to print a flexi hand, Filaflex Remix from Thingiverse user Gyrobot. The resulting print was, as promised, both flexible and durable. The Taz 6 features a wide 0.5mm nozzle for 3D printing 2.87mm filament. The printer was quite adept at 3D printing 1.75mm filament as well. This allowed for even finer layer details, although eventually, the extruder did clog from using this thinner filament. Despite hiccups linked to my own reckless 3D printing with 1.75mm filament or issues inherent with PEEP, the Taz 6 is adept at handling most materials thrown in it. However, I was not able to test more flexible filaments like Ninja Flex or Filaflex, which can be notoriously difficult to print with some extruders, hence the creation of the Flexistruder and Flexi Dually extruders from Lulzbot. Applications. The ability to 3D print with a wide variety of materials lends itself to a number of applications that are only amplified by the large volume of the Taz 6's print envelope. Using HIPS and NGen, I was able to 3D print batches of parts for a complex mechanical clock designed by the Goofy on Thingiverse. The clock, which features 51 parts, was fabricated in just 3 print jobs. 3D printed, glow-in-the-dark busts made with 1.75mm filament. Images courtesy of Volum Photo. In addition to large batches, the Taz 6 can also print sizable objects. In my case, I 3D printed large, glow-in-the-dark busts of my wife and me. Had I removed our shoulders, I believe I would have been able to 3D print full-scale replicas of our heads. I was also able to 3D print a 1/10 scale model of the NES Enterprise, a spacecraft to be 3D printed by Enterprise in space and made in space. With the exception of the PEEP and 1.75mm filaments, the Taz 6 was able to perform all of these prints completely uninterrupted. One bust was completed over the course of about 30 hours without any issue, making the TAS-6 an extremely reliable 3D printer. While I may have printed Halloween decorations in my time with the TAS-6, this machine is equally capable of printing more practical objects, such as large prototypes. For instance, Vertera Energy used TAS-3D printers to 3D print full-scale prototypes of hydropower turbines. Drawbacks. The drawbacks of using the TAS-6 were few and are associated with most forms of desktop 3D printers or even 3D printers as a whole. The biggest issue was that of quality control. Most XXF machines have no closed-loop mechanisms in place to correct a 3D printer as it fabricates an object. Some machines will stop when filament runs out or a clog or power outage occurs. While the TAS-6 does not have this feature, its nozzle wiping mechanism is unique to Lulzbot machines as far as I am aware. There is very little not to like about the TAS-6. Image courtesy of Volum Photo. If a print goes awry for any other reason, however, almost no printers have a means of correcting course. For instance, if peak doesn't stick to the bed, there are no means for XXF printers to recognize this issue and stop a print job. An integrated webcam and Wi-Fi control, both of which are not featured on the TAS-6, can help users remotely monitor their machines for such problems, but print fails will continue to be inherent with a 3D printing experience, regardless of what technology is used. Until 3D printing is somehow made into a perfectly executable process, many desktop manufacturers may have more important concerns to address, such as the fumes and ultrafine particles emitted by 3D printers. Though Aleph Objects recommends using the printer in a well-ventilated space, a carbon or HEPA filter could limit the hazards of 3D printing with potentially dangerous chemicals. Aleph Objects, of course, is not alone in avoiding the use of a filter, and recommending less noxious filaments like those with Eastman Amphora may help limit the problems. However, as desktop 3D printers may end up in schools as easily as they might a workshop, such concerns will need to be addressed sooner or later. Fortunately, I'd let the TAS-6 operate in a part of the home where fumes would not pose much of a threat, allowing the machine to 3D print for hours and hours on end, and I now have a couple of large glow-in-the-dark busts to prove it. Conclusions. For a low-cost desktop 3D printer, the TAS-6 is very powerful, with an extruder capable of hitting 300 degrees Celsius, 572 degrees Fahrenheit, and a heated borosilicate glass bed covered with PEI, the TAS-6 can handle a wide variety of filaments. The large 280mm x 280mm x 250mm, 11.02 × 11.02 × 9.8 in, build volume makes it possible to reliably print large objects or batches of objects. In turn, the TAS-6 is perfect for prototyping and even producing end parts, with Aleph Objects even employing its TAS printers to print parts of the printers themselves. The TAS-6 is a workhorse that any DIY enthusiast or engineer can use to embark on a large number of projects involving functional, 3D printed parts. The fact that it is open source means that users will also be able to experiment with the machine, test its capabilities and improve upon them with their own hacks or new upgrades from the manufacturer. Manufacturer Aleph Objects. Model Lulzbot TAS-6. Material ABS, PLA HIPS, PVA, PLA composites, wood, metal, stone-filled filaments, polyester, PET, polycarbonate, nylon, PEEK, conductive PLA and ABS, UV luminescent filaments, PEEK, PC ABS, alloy 910 and more. Build envelope, 280mm x 280mm x 250mm, 11.02 × 11.02 × 9.8 in. Layer thickness, 50 microns, 0.002 in. Printer dimensions, 660mm x 520mm x 520mm, 26 in × 20.47 in × 20.47 in. Printer weight, 19.5 kg, 43 pounds. Recommended uses, perfect for prototyping, experimenting and production of some end products, including large objects and batches of objects. Machine price, USD $2,500, €2,200. Who should use the Lulzbot TAS-6? Makers and engineers interested in prototyping or short-batch manufacturing with a highly capable desktop 3D printer. Why you wouldn't use the Lulzbot TAS-6? Though the TAS-6 can handle a wide variety of filaments, it may not be capable of printing with industrial-grade polymers used by the aerospace and automotive industries, such as PEEK and PEC. The lack of an enclosure and air filter may also prevent it from being suitable for use in a classroom.